This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1699. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 12th, Bahrain, Brazil, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Greece, Guatemala, Indonesia, Israel, Japan, Kuwait, Myanmar, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Russia, Rwanda, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Tanatuva, Ukraine, USA, Yemen, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria suspects Bahrain may be trying to reactivate its transmitter on 9745. On the 1st and 5th of December, he heard nonstop pop songs in Arabic without any ID between 06 and 08 UT. He says it was a tiny signal on 9745 AM, although Bahrain had previously been reported using upper sideband. However, on the 3rd and 4th of December, he checked between midnight and 01 UT and was not hearing any signal. The Alkylist also has the other frequency from Bahrain, 6010 in English, at 03 to 21 UT, but I don't think it has been active. Both of them, of course, worth further checking. On the 28th of November at 2242 to 2254 UT, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal was hearing Radio Aparecida program from Brazil, religious of course, on 5035. In fact, he was hearing it twice. There was a slight echo, and he believes that it was not only the Radio Aparecida transmitter itself, but the other Brazilian on 5035 relaying Aparecida. It's Rádio Educação Rural in Coari, Amazonas. So if you do hear that echo, you can assume you've heard both Brazilians without really trying. I asked him to clarify this, and he says, yes, I caught both with the same program, meaning Rádio Educação Rural was actually relaying Rádio Aparecida, with the former station being less than a second behind Aparecida, also on 5035. I don't recall having caught this Amazon station with non-Catholic stuff, so a relay like that makes sense. And his original report gave the exact frequency as 30 hertz above 5035. As I mentioned last week, Cuba's Radio Reverde has been missing in the evenings from its usually strong frequency 5025. However, after I'm usually asleep, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says it comes on the air just after 0700, and this seems to be the explanation. There was a storm in Cuba, as Arnie Coro told him, causing some damage to the NVIS antenna at Bauta used by 5025. And Radio Havana Cuba is also doing that on the nearby frequency 5040, which remained on the air from 22 to 07 UT. And then it seems that same transmitter and or antenna switches to 5025 to carry Radio Rebelde for the rest of the night. Karel Hunzik in Czechia came to the same conclusion, that they have only one transmitter or antenna available for those two frequencies. On December 9th, Havana was in English on 5040 until 0700. And then retuned to 5025 and continued with the Radio Rivelli. The next night, December 10th, English on 5040 until 0705. Then that changed to 5025, but there was still some English for another couple of minutes before they changed seamlessly into Rivelli in Spanish. Another oddity about this, on one occasion only, the frequency was 5050 instead of 5025. Which Ivo Ivanov and I heard. That was on December 8th, around 13 UT, but since then back on 5025 in the mornings, but not in the evenings. 50-50 was probably a mistake or possibly an experiment. Last week I mentioned that Radio Africa in Equatorial Guinea was still broadcasting on 15190 after 2000 UT, when the other Radio Africa via WRMI has started broadcasting on the same frequency, and that situation has continued at least through December 11th. Both Radio Africa transmissions of different preachers going at the same time on the same frequency. And it so happens that the antenna from Okeechobee for Africa at 87 degrees is aimed right at Bata, Equatorial Guinea. Before 2000, Radio Africa, direct from Equatorial Guinea, continues to be on the air with other programming and no interference from WRMI. 1700 UT has turned out to be a good time to hear clandestines for Eastern Africa. From Swami's Beach in Southern California, Dan Sheedy reports on 15245. There are a couple of Eritrean clandestines we've mentioned before. Radio Asena via Bulgaria, which is on the air Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the other days of the week, obviously from the same facility, Voice of the Forum of the Eritreans. Now, I heard Radio Asena on the 29th of November, opening chat presumably in Tigrinya, and mentioning their website, which is ASSENA.com. He heard Voice of the Forum of Eritreans on the 5th of December, also signing on at 1700 with an orchestral theme and presumably also in the Tigrinya language. He says, however, a decent signal for the forum broadcasts, but the Asena broadcasts on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday has easier to understand IDs. And there's more at 1700 UT reported by Dan Sheedy in California, this time clandestines for Ethiopia. On 13810, there's Voice of Oromo Liberation via Issoudun in France, heard December 4th, Horn of Africa song, and opening the transmission. But there was interference from the Cuban jammer on 13820. At 17 UT on December 2nd, he was listening to another Ethiopian clandestine on 15380, Radio ESAT, E-S-A-T, which is via Bulgaria, and presumably in the Amharic language, with a fiddle tune, warbling, and yodeling. He says, could that be Ethiopian bluegrass? Here's another one, but on the air an hour earlier, starting at 16 UT, Dan Sheedy says, on 17870, Radio Horio Ogaden via Bulgaria. Heard on the 2nd of December with a nice Horn of Africa tune to start things up, presumably in the Somali language. Actually, he says it's closer to a Shorio sound, even though it's spelled with an X. And if that's not enough, add one more on the air from 16 to 1630 UT. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says there's a new clandestine program called Oromo Voice on 17850 via a secret hidden site. It's on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. However, he tried on Saturday and Monday, December 7th and 9th, and was not yet hearing it. We're still hearing the Voice of Greece, but not on 9420 in the last few days, but only on the 7 megahertz frequency, sometimes 7475, sometimes 7450 in our evening hours until at least 0700 UT. Most of the time they seem to be playing music and it's undermodulated. On December 9th, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany monitored between 18 and 19 UT and was hearing both 7450 and 15650, but it says at only one-third of the previous signal strength. It's easier to copy the spoken part, but all the music is undermodulated. He was hearing 15650 only on a remote unit from Australia. We already heard some months ago from Dr. Madrid at Radio Verdad in Guatemala that he had successfully received a license renewal from the government that had been in some doubt. Now Juan Franco Crespo in Spain forwards a copy of the actual license document which he received. It's titled in Spanish, Título de Usufructo de Frecuencia, and the pertinent data. The frequency band is 4047.5 to 4057.5 megahertz, as it has been in the past, and the station originally operated exactly halfway between those on 4052.5 kilohertz, but lately it's been on 4055. It's authorized for 24-hour operation, and the license period expires on the 18th of June, 2033. It's a 20-year license. Ron Howard in California reports RRI Ternate, Indonesia, reactivated 3344.85, December 11th at 09:31 to 10:18. That was the first time he noticed it off frequency when it was last heard. It was only threshold level with some audio, but it was confirmed by Atsunori Ishida in Japan as having been reactivated on December 8th. Victor Gunatelika in Sri Lanka and Mauno Ritala in Finland are also hearing it. Mauno says weak music at 14:30 on 3344.865 variable, drifting slightly. And Victor Gunatelika says a beautiful level, many IDs, but the voice is low compared to the music. As of December 8th, Wolfgang Büschel reports that Galeit Sahal, the Israel Defense Forces station, has been missing for at least a week. No signal traced on either 6885 or 15850. However, Roger Germany in the ADX group says their web stream is still working. As we reported last week, Shokaze sea breeze from Japan to North Korea changed the frequency of their 16 to 17 UT broadcasts via Japan from 5975 to 5910. 5910 had been the frequency in use for their other broadcast, which we can hear, at 1330 to 1430 UT, but that too changed to 6140, including English, usually on Fridays. On 13 meters, we normally hear both Saudi Arabia and Kuwait around 14 UT on 21505 and 21540 respectively. Something very strange happened on December 5th. The two were in parallel. Well, they were actually about 4 seconds apart. Kuwait ahead of Saudi Arabia in Arabic talk and some Middle East music. Must have been some kind of joint production. May have had something to do with the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, which used to do some exchange programming in the region. That Saudi frequency usually has a buzz, and the Kuwait frequency has co-channel interference from Spain. Noel Green in England says what is almost certain to be Burma or Myanmar is being heard on 9730 exactly, from around 1000 until off the air at 1130, and also by Mauno Ritala in Finland, who heard some English around 1015. On December 5th, there was uninterrupted pop music when I tuned in at 10:20, a fanfare at 10:30, and then talk by a female and male voice. He says, my guess, it was in Burmese from the intonation. The actual sign-on or fade-in is not yet known, but I could not hear it after 09 UT. The signal had faded down considerably before 11:30 here in northwest England. You may recall that this frequency from Burma used to be considerably off. They must be using their new transmitter instead of their old one. Ron Howard in California says Myanmar Radio's 7200.1 variable frequency normally signs off at 1250 UT. However, on December 5th, they stayed on until much later at 1336. He did not expect to hear them again on that frequency, but they were back on the air from 1409 until another sign-off at 1453. Including at 1430, their distance learning service lectures in vernacular, and it was parallel to 5915. That frequency stayed on the air past 1453. This may have been an anomaly. And the next day, December 6th, 7200 signed off back at their normal or semi-normal time of 1250. Your tune for World of Radio 1700 minus 1. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Our thanks this week for a check from Will Martin in St. Louis. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. This helps support not only our program, but our website, bringing you a great deal more information, worldofradio.com. Last week, Ron Howard and Nick Hotchko reported that the Papua New Guinea on 3365 NBC Milne Bay stayed on the air all night December 1st, and they were doing it again on December 5th. At least they were headed for 24 hours, as Ron was still hearing it as late as 1542. He says, "I've not heard the other NBC stations doing this." As Cuba's Rebelde stays off 5025 in the evenings, that opens the frequency for the other Latin American, Radio Quijabamba in Peru. It's been heard in Sweden by Thomas Nielsen, December 2nd at 2316 with decent strength, and it was all alone on 5024.91. He says Rebelde was away all night December 3rd, but back at 0900 with a strong signal. Quijabamba was also good on December 7th. Without Rebelde, it signed off somewhere between 0204 and 0256. And in shortwave bulletin, Christoph Ratzer in Austria was also hearing Quijabamba December 7th at 2305 at S7 level on exactly that same frequency, 90 hertz below 5025. And then there's another Peruvian on what at other hours is another Cuban frequency, 5039.18. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports in his shortwave bulletin, signing on at 0936 November 30th, most likely Radio Libertad de Junin. WRTH says its schedule is only at 11 to 14 UT, first time I've managed to get this station with extremely good conditions from Latin America. But it was obviously signing on almost a sesquihour earlier than that schedule. And that was also heard by Arne Nielsen in Sweden around 1000 UT the same day. He measured it on 5039.173. As we've been reporting, the Voice of Russia was expected to cease shortwave broadcasting around the end of the year. But now something more extreme has apparently happened. News broke on December 9th that Putin had decreed a total reorganization of Russian news media. And it's unclear exactly what will become of the Voice of Russia. Derek Lynch forwards an announcement by the news agency affected, RIA Novosti. It says in part, news agency RIA Novosti and the state-owned Voice of Russia radio will be scrapped and absorbed into a new media conglomerate called Russia Svobodnaya, according to a decree signed by President Putin. The move is the latest in a series of shifts in Russia's news landscape, which appear to point toward a tightening of state control in the already heavily regulated media sector. This led to many other press reports about it, both inside and outside Russia. Sergei S. refers to a decree signed by Putin, available at www.kremlin.ru. He says the official website of the Russian government published an act on some measures to increase effectiveness of the state media, stipulating that VOR and RIA Novosti are being dissolved with all external information functions being transferred to the newly created International Information Agency, Russia Today. The main address of it is that of the television channel of the same name. Kai Ludwig points out that Dmitry Kiselyov will be boss of the new organization, who is known for crude propaganda, such as the anti-gay campaign in Russia, one of many details in a New York Times story of December 9th, headlined with no notice, Putin scraps Kremlin news agencies. So what about VOR? I confess to not being too concerned, since that station already abandoned its listeners on shortwave in North America, but we can still hear it somewhat if we try very hard on broadcast to other regions. A few days before this, I was still hearing their English broadcast around 12:30 UT on 12075. After the news broke, I made a point of checking the one frequency coming closest to North America for Latin America in English around 2300 UT December 9th, 9395, which is actually transmitted from Armenia. They had a bit of news about the Kennedy Center honors before the hour, and a definite and explicit ID on the hour as Voice of Russia, not VR or RUVR. But reception was really too poor to understand much more. Now yet more clandestine broadcast to Africa, starting at 17 UT and heard by Dan Sheedy in California. These two are for Rwanda, and both only started recently. On 17870 is Radio Inyabutatu via Bulgaria, heard December 7th, with a bit of lute and vocal music starting their Saturday-only program. And on 17540 is Radio Mara, the newer one, which is via Madagascar, heard December 3rd, signing on at 1700 with a guitar interval signal and some other jazzy music. Finally, an ID at 5 past the hour. He says, always a good signal from this station, and the music is a treat. We're still wondering what's the political stance of Radio Mara. We know that Inyabutatu is monarchist for Rwanda. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria notes that Saudi Arabia has changed the name of its French service at 14 to 1555 UT on 17660, which we can also hear on a good day in Oklahoma. It had been Radio Riyadh, but now he says it's called Radio Saudi Internationale. Not clear whether this will be parallel to the medium wave frequencies in Riyadh, Jeddah, and Dammam. It was renamed at least since December 1st or even earlier. It's the only broadcast from Riyadh which had been in English and French, the other one being 0751 to 955 on 17785 and 1000 to 1227 in English on 15250. A few years ago, Channel Africa from South Africa stopped broadcasting on weekends, which, as everyone knows, is a time when nothing ever happens. However, Harold Sellers in British Columbia was hearing them on Saturday, December 7th at 1736 on 15235, of course, with special coverage in English about Nelson Mandela, interviews with family members. Normally, this is only Monday through Friday at 17 to 18 UT. He was getting very good reception. John Filiozzi points out that the only English broadcasts scheduled targeting West Africa, but which we may also hear, are at 03 to 355 on 6155, 04 to 655 on 7230, 6 to 655 also on 15255, and the one just mentioned, 17 to 1755 on 15235. Since Mandela's funeral is on Sunday, you might want to check those or other known frequencies from South Africa for more special broadcasts. In any event, they're streaming whenever they're on via www.channelafrica.co.za. And John says you may also want to listen to the SABC's domestic stream at www.sabc.co.za/SAFM. And then there's the private station Talk 702, www.702.co.za. Some monitors with a case of wishful thinking believe they picked up Radio Kizil in Tanotuva 6100 at 1200 UT, not only in Russian, but in Chinese, overlooking the fact, as I have confirmed by monitoring, that a station with 100 to 1,000 times the power in Russian and Chinese is also on that frequency at that time, namely the Russian service of China Radio International, which is aimed more or less toward North America. You can confirm that by comparing to parallel 7410, among others. The only shortwave station in Ukraine anymore, that low-power private outlet on 11980.1, has made it as far as Denmark, reported by Anker Peterson. It's Dniprovska Khavilia in Zaporizhia, Ukraine. He heard it December 1st at 0833 to 0903 with a discussion between a woman and two men about the Ukraine, orchestral and flute music at 0847, an interval signal at 0900, and a time signal and news followed. It's transmitting only on upper sideband plus carrier. And as I recall, it's only on the air more or less during that 1 hour. We continue to hear WRMI on many frequencies besides 9955, now that it's running the Okeechobee transmitter site with 13 outlets, although not all of them in use yet. Jeff White says there will continue to be many program changes on 9955 over the next few weeks as we make adjustments. So it's advisable to keep a close eye on their online program schedule via WRMI.net. And there's a separate link to their transmission schedule, which may also have some changes. Also make a point of listening to his own Viva Miami show on the air or online, where he's been talking about the new arrangements. Most of you will hear this too late, but on his show this week, he said that everyone is welcome to attend the grand opening of the Okeechobee site. The inauguration, open house, and reception is Thursday, December 12th at 1 to 5 p.m. local time. That's 18 to 22 UT. The address is 10,400 Northwest 240th Street in Okeechobee, Florida, 34972. On notice too short for me to mention last week, KVOH carried out a test of its other frequency and its other transmitter on 17775, Sunday, December 8th, between 14 and 17 UT. We're at a good skip distance from it in Oklahoma, and although it started out with a weak signal, it soon built up to a very good signal for the rest of the program, including mostly music during the final hour with announcements in English. But that was just a test. They're not yet broadcasting all the time on that frequency. From the National Radio Club, on short, but we hope not too short notice, news of another special medium-wave DX test. It's Monday morning, December 16th, from 1:59 to 2:59 a.m. Eastern Time, that is 06:59 to 7:59 UT, from WCIT 940 in Lima, Ohio. It's 250 watts directional. They cannot operate non-directional with CWIDs, sweep tones, march music, and other audio novelties. Address for reports is mark at cmgroup.co. WNDB 1150 DX test, December 7th, was a no-show. Wolfgang Büschel notes that the Yemen transmitter being heard on 6135 at 1450 UT is not from Sana'a, but from Aden. Keep trying for Zanzibar on 11735. Dan Sheedy in California says he was hearing it December 3rd and 4th at 16 and 17 UT with time signals, but not since. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is mostly 5 and 2, but peaking at 12 and 4 on December 26th, 20 and 5 on January 4th. Solar flux peaking at 172 December 12th, 175 December 23rd to 25th, and dropping to 150 by January 4th. And so concludes World of Radio, number 1699. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program and will make a point of hearing me again next week.